Welcome back in, hour number two of Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game, brought to you by Little Guys Movers. Here's your chance to be your own boss. Join their team of 30-plus years of profits and good times. Visit littleguysfranchise.com. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rex Road and Michelle Knezovic, intern Nick here with you on this Monday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. Taking your thoughts on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. The owners' meetings are taking place down in Florida. Apparently, Mike Vrabel speaking right now, early in the morning, down there in Palm Beach, Florida. So, discussing a wide variety of topics, one of which is A.J. Brown. And we'll get to another interesting conversation that sprouted up just after our show on Friday the other day between A.J. Brown and D-Mace here on our station. But we'll get to that here in just a few minutes. But John Robinson speaking yesterday and Jim Wyatt putting together a story at TennesseeTitans.com talking about A.J. Brown and the desire of the Titans to keep him here long term. Now, I don't think that's a huge shock to most people who are Titans fans. You want to keep A.J. Brown here long term. But John Robinson going on the record with that yesterday, this quote from the story, quote, "Right now we're trying to get through this free agency period, seeing where we've landed cap-wise. A.J. is an important part of what we do. He's a great teammate. He works hard. He's about what we're about. A.J. is a Titan, and we want to keep A.J. a Titan, and that's part of our goal this offseason, or whenever that manifests itself, to come to an agreement to keep him around." So I found the this offseason part of that pretty interesting. I don't think that's a huge surprise, but I wonder when the attention starts to turn to A.J. Brown. Jim Wyatt points out in this piece that the talks still have been pretty preliminary between A.J. Brown and the Titans, but John Robinson expressing a desire to keep him long-term.
Just would have been amazing. He's like, yeah, I'm just not sure.
Still.
Not sure, Jimmy. Let's put this on the official team site. Not totally sure I want to keep it. Keep A.J. Brown around.
Well, wasn't there like a rumor over the weekend? I can't remember where I saw this. That like he was unhappy with the Titans or something like that. And I was just like, okay, whatever.
That A.J. Brown was unhappy?
Yeah.
I missed that one.
Well, my Packers group text started texting me and was like, is A.J. Brown unhappy with the Titans, Robbie? Yeah, I don't think so.
Robbie, can we get A.J. Brown, Robbie?
Is there any way that A.J. Brown could be the Packers? I don't think so, man.
Oh, man. The internet and A.J. Brown. A lot of stuff going on
in
that. Yeah, so it looks like, well, Jimmy, of course, is out there, and Ben Arthur from the Tennessean is also at the owners' meeting. So Vrabel, one interesting little nugget here, and I remember this now. I remember the recruitment of Jamarco Jones. It was a... He was a hotly pursued. So Vrabel has known him since he was 16, watched him play hoops in Chicago, which is interesting. He has that, he's got that deeper knowledge because, of course, at that time, Vrabel was an assistant for Ohio State. And, by the way, quickly, like an elite recruiter for Urban Meyer, just to keep in mind for the future.
Yeah.
The Ohio State head coaching job opens. I'm just saying. I've already called that shot. Have I called that shot?
I think so.
Yeah. I mean, I have no idea if
it
opens up.
Put a year attached to it?
Well, no.
2024?
I mean, look, if you're Ryan Day, you do everything you can to hold that job. The problem is, it doesn't take too much to be subpar at that job. 10-2 doesn't cut it. So,
no.
Just saying.
Lose to Harbaugh a couple more times, you could be in trouble.
Well, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Which probably won't happen, but you never know. So, just saying. I mean, Vrabel, as a recruiter, also pretty elite. But he's a good recruiter of NFL players, too.
He is. And he apparently just talked a few minutes ago about his desire to keep A.J. Brown as well. So the Titans putting it out there. A.J. Brown, they want him to be back. I'm just interested to see where that dollar amount lands and whether or not that's something that they can have in place before training camp this year. Like John Robinson talked in this piece about, they know roughly where they are right now with the salary cap. We'll see whether or not they're done in free agency. He was sort of non-committal to whether or not they're done in free agency. Said they might add another guy or two, but, quote, "we'll see what happens," was the quote from John Robinson there. So who knows what that means, but I'm interested to see if they can get this done with A.J. Brown before the start of next season.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think it's worthwhile if you can, but, it could go either way during the season, of course. You could have regret either way. You could have regret getting it done and something bad happens next season. And, of course, he could dominate the league and, you could wish that you had gotten the deal done.
It's some big news for you that's come out.
Oh, boy.
You ready for this?
What have you got?
This is coming from Jim Wyatt. Vrabel said that the Titans plan to practice against the Buccaneers and the Cardinals in Nashville during training camp.
Two?
So the Pharaoh making his way to Nashville once again. Brady will be back in the building.
Very exciting. Very exciting. I mean, you know, just some of the interactions that are possible at some of the pressers with Brady. Exciting to think about. But, I mean, honestly, that jumps out at me. You're gonna have two of those? Does anybody do that?
I don't think so. That's what he said, though. Bucks and Cardinals.
I've never seen that. Is it going to be like a three-way practice?
I don't know. So I guess, are those your two preseason home opponents?
That would also be a weird preseason opponent, the Cardinals.
Yeah.
You know?
Just travel across the country.
It's regional to do that.
Although I have seen the Titans of the preseason go play like in Seattle or something.
Yeah, so that's true. Every once in a while you do get a weird one like that. Interesting. Okay. All right. Well, Brady's back.
This is like an annual tradition, the Titans just practicing with Tom Brady now?
Well, and what it is probably is it's probably laying the groundwork for Brady to come to the Titans.
Could be.
I mean, that's the obvious way to read it.
Well, he's going to be the offensive coordinator.
You ask some
OC,
people.
Yeah, OC slash QB.
Yeah. You ask some people, he already wants to leave the Bucs. They just won't let him. So,
how about this whole thing with, like, Brady and the Dolphins? Has anybody – I forget who had that.
I do too, but I haven't seen much on it this weekend.
Yeah, it's interesting though. I mean, that'd
just
be wild.
Force a trade to the Dolphins.
You just
see you, Tua.
Yeah, sorry. Well, Tua to the Bucks.
Yeah,
but yeah, I'm skeptical. I saw it and I was like, wait a minute, is there actually some smoke around that? But I think it's BS, right?
I believe so.
Okay,
but you never know with
Good
Brady.
To know. Glad I brought it up then.
Ron on the text line says, DK Metcalf, still available. I know we're not going to get him because of money, but wouldn't that be a receiver tandem? Not enough footballs to go around in that offense.
Is there actually indication that he's actually available?
I don't know. Like, I still go back to, like, if you're Seattle, you have to hold on to somebody good, right? Can't just trade all of them away.
Right.
Like, Bobby Wagner's gone, Russ is gone.
Like, let's get rid of all the good football players.
How is Drew Lock going to succeed in Seattle without DK Metcalf?
He's got Noah Fant.
It's true.
Yeah, but yeah, typically, even when a team is rebuilding, they don't completely, like, rid the roster of all good players.
Also, like, wasn't there, like, some awkwardness between A.J. Brown and DK Metcalf last year? Like, obviously, they went to college together.
Oh,
they were really good friends. And then it kind of seemed like game week last year, neither one of them had much interest in talking about the other.
It was very weird, and yes, I don't know why, but there's been a total change in tone from both of them about the other one. So
yeah.
Whatever that means.
So maybe that takes out, if you're signing A.J. Brown to a long-term deal and he didn't like DK Metcalf anymore, I guess you can forget that.
Yeah.
I
think you could have forgotten it anyway.
Yes.
But yes. Yes, that and Jarvis Landry, you know, there was that, Tannehill. By the way, Jarvis Landry apparently was hoping for $20 million a year. Like,
really?
Well, thanks, Jarvis.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd like that also.
I don't know that I would pay Jarvis Landry $10 million a year. So, good luck getting 20.
Yeah, yeah. A little bit inflated view of what he is in the league.
Or maybe Baker Mayfield was just that bad. OBJ left Cleveland. He looked pretty darn good in L.A. Maybe Landry's next stop. He'd be electric. Maybe it's all Baker Mayfield.
Maybe.
You ask OBJ's dad, he for sure, it's Baker Mayfield, put together a film session for you.
That's right. Oh, man. Well, it turned out, you know, it turned out that OBJ got a ring and Baker, no one wants him to play for them.
So I thought there was a chance this weekend
confused
that maybe we'd see more movement on that stuff, but it doesn't look like we're going to see any of that anytime soon. It just kind of feels like he's in no man's land right now.
It's wild to me. It's wild. I don't know. I mean, he's got to be.
And forget Jimmy G. Like, I would, like, Baker Mayfield's got to get figured out before Jimmy G does, right?
I would think so. Jimmy G's is going to be their holder on field goals.
Run a nice fake field goal, Jimmy G.
That's
out there.
That's true. You can run some good fakes.
Preds fans, join us for Smashville Live this Wednesday on 102.5 The Game. Smashville Live airs on Wednesdays during the Preds season from 6 to 7 p.m., featuring Preds players, former players, and other special guests. You can watch the show via 102.5 The Game's Twitch, Facebook page, YouTube, and Twitter. So be sure to join us for Smashville Live, brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka, Spring Hill Heating and Cooling, and Red Spirits and Wine in Bellevue. Coming up next, an interesting interaction last Friday between A.J. Brown and Derek Mason here on Darren, Donick, and Chase. A.J. Brown took to Twitter to respond to some of D. Mace's comments that we mentioned last week here on our show as well. We'll get to that next. You're listening to Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Go to thegamenashville.com/deals to check out Nashville's best deals. This week's deal of the week is Float Horizon in East Nashville, located at 1012 Russell Street. You can get half off a 60-minute flow session for $39.50. Why float? Float to recharge your mind and body, de-stress, relieve pain, better sleep, and more. For the ultimate experience, combine your float session with therapeutic relaxing massage or a full-spectrum infrared sauna as well. Float Horizon at 1012 Russell Street in East Nashville, or visit them online at floathorizon.com. You can get this deal now at thegamenashville.com/deals. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. We are streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook. Our video streaming brought to you by the law offices of Amanda Gentry. We are live from the Hillside Medical Game Studio here with you on this Monday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. So, Rex Road, right after we got off the air on Friday, and I mean right after we got off the air, about 30 seconds after we get off the air on Friday.
No fair.
A.J. Brown tweeted that our very own Derek Mason, who obviously we played the comments last week that Derek had on Darren, Donick, and Chase about A.J. Brown and his tweet about Marcus Mariota being the best leader that he has ever been around. And Derek took that maybe as a shot at Ryan Tannehill and said that maybe that's something, if you're A.J. Brown, maybe that's a message that you're sending to Ryan Tannehill. A.J. Brown responds on Friday, says, quote, "Mr. Mason, I just want to say you're completely wrong, sir. Just because you slash people may have a problem with Ryan Tannehill doesn't mean I do. Our locker room is fine and behind him, or and is behind him, and I don't take shots at people without directly addressing them like how I'm addressing you. I'm not from this weird planet. I was taught to show love to our loved ones and support them, and that's all I was doing. I took it down because of the slander it was bringing to one of my teammates. You have a good day, sir," is what A.J. Brown said on Twitter. He also then went on to say to Titans fans, "Let's not attack Mr. Mason," is what he said. "He did wonderful things for our franchise. Just was clearing up a statement, that's all. Still show respect to one of our very own." So that was A.J. Brown on Twitter on Friday. What did you make of that tweet, series of tweets from A.J. Brown? And we'll get to D. Mace's response here in just a few minutes.
Yeah, interesting stuff. I mean, what I make of it is I was like, dude, you couldn't have done this an hour earlier. We could have had a sweet hour to end the week on this topic. But look, I initially, when he deleted, I said, don't delete it. Don't delete it. Just respond to it or have a new tweet, whatever, saying the point you're making. Because deleting it just makes it look like it or not, that just like it makes it look more like it can feed into this whole idea that people want to believe. But I mean, I never thought, like, I think it's very simple that he had an impulse because he had a good relationship in a short period of time, but still, as a rookie with the quarterback of the franchise welcoming him in and all that stuff and going through months and then half of a season with him. And There's some difference of opinion on Mariota, as we've talked about.
Sure.
But the bottom line is, a lot of people did view him as a great leader, like a great leader. And he obviously did.
Hey, it's Jared from I.
Whoa. Oh, my God. What just happened?
He came out of nowhere.
What the heck is going on back there? Pop a shot?
Sorry, technical difficulties.
I need to slap that out of the air. Like, get out of here.
Will Smith. Yeah.
You know, Will Smith that out of the ether. But I just, that's how I took it, is he the deleting is realizing, oh, and probably realizing because of people responding on Twitter, right? Yeah. That's what it sounds like. I mean, I didn't look at the mentions on the, you know, on the tweet or whatever. I mean, I didn't know about the tweet till way later anyway. But sounds like it was a reaction, people saying, yeah, Tannehill, Jones sucks. I agree, AJ. And it's like, oh, God. Okay, I'm going to delete this. And look, it's like last week, Mr. Mason. Does D-Mace, is he okay being called Mr. Mason, by the way?
Sure.
Sounds old. Makes us sound old when people call us Mr. something. But
I'm going to refer to you as Mr. Rex Road from now on.
Oh, kindly Mr. Mason. Leave him alone, everybody.
Mr. Rexy.
Yeah. There you go. But from the start with Derek's take on it, when we talked about it last week, I'm like, I don't think that's it, man. I disagree. I actually did not get to hear his response to the AJ response, so I'm interested to hear what he said.
Well, we can do that right now. Here was Derek Mason on Friday, very early in the show, after he saw the tweets from AJ Brown directed at him on the Twitter.com.
Yeah, so I'm not on Twitter as much as a lot of other people are. It's just I get on every once in a while, but it's really not my thing. It's there. But I said some things about his tweet, which, I mean, again, they were my truth, just like his truth was what he put out. And again, it didn't slander the guy, didn't say anything bad about him. But in a locker room that when everyone is piling on the quarterback in the offseason or subsequently after the playoff game, and then you put this out, it does make one think. Like, what's really going on? Now, he came back and clarified it, and this is his tweet. I like how he phrased this, too, because I could be his dad. You know, I'm old enough to be his dad. He says, at Derek Mason, Mr. Mason.
Could be respectful to
Yeah, exactly, and it's respectful. I appreciate that. It is what it is. Mr. Mason, I just want to say you are completely wrong, sir. And hey, listen, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. I say I'm wrong. I have no problem with that. Just because you and people may have a problem with right doesn't mean I do. I don't have a problem with right. Did I ever say I had a problem with right? I mean, if it's right, it's right. If it's wrong, it's wrong. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. If I'm right, I'm right. It is what it is. If you're right, it is what it is. Our locker room is fine and it's behind him, and I don't take shots at people without directly addressing them. Like how I'm directly addressing you. And I get it. That's great. That's great. But in this world of football, when you do things like that and everyone's already questioning your quarterback, it makes one think that what's really going on.
That was D-Mace on Friday, his response to AJ Brown's tweet there. Now, D-Mace had a lot more to say. We can't play, 45 minutes worth of D-Mace audio here. But what did you make of that response that D-Mace had to A.J. Brown's tweet on Friday?
Yeah, I mean, and one thing that I guess I saw tweeted is I think it's totally fair for D-Mace or anyone to look at the situation with A.J. Brown and say, you see how, Twitter can cause problems. I mean, A.J. Brown, unlike Mr. Mason and Mr. Rexrode, well, no, not unlike Mr. Rexrode. Good Lord, I'm like a teeny bopper with my social media usage. But unlike Mr. Mason, AJ Brown is on social media a fair amount. I mean, I haven't seen too many people post surgery still kind of loopy from surgery, throwing out a video
That's awesome.
It was awesome, but it's also like I would advise him just ease up a little bit on that. And I have no idea if the deleting of the tweet was him realizing or did someone, Vrabel text him like, dude, please delete the tweet. I don't know. but it's totally fair, and I agree with D-Mace that you're opening the door for people to make assumptions. I think D-Mace made the wrong assumption. A.J. Brown handled it well and directly addressed him respectfully. And that probably should be the end of it. But there's still going to – I mean, there are going to be people who are going to – look at this and want to believe that this means, maybe even some people who work for the station, who want to believe now that A.J. Brown, that there's issues, that they actually don't like Tannehill, that he's actually not a good leader, that A.J. Brown was actually, this is like a cry for help or something,
help, Ryan Tannehill's a terrible leader.
Save me, Marcus. Yeah, exactly. Come back, Marcus. I think it's pretty clear cut what happened here, but It doesn't mean that it will be perceived. And this is the problem with what I think was probably an innocent decision to just praise a guy that he has a warm feeling about. And here we go, social media.
Jim on the text line says, AJ should have added the words "one of" in front of the "best," and there would have been no issue. I believe that's what he actually meant, and that there's no issue with Ryan Tannehill. This is coming from Jim. So if AJ says Mariota's one of the best leaders I've ever been around, maybe that fixes it.
Well, sure, no one would have reacted to that, but sure. But I took this as he actually meant what he said. He thinks he's the best leader he's been around. You can be around more than one good one, but if you have to pick a best, okay, well, he picked a best. You could have leader 1A and 1B. Mariota's 1A and Tannehill's 1B. I have no idea.
He keeps practicing around Brady every year. It's probably going to change pretty quick, huh?
That is true. That is true. Just the glow from the other side of the practice field. I mean, I know he's on the side going against the Bucks D, but I'm sure just like it's almost like a Jedi, right? It's like the force is in the air. You can feel it. Obi-Wan is over there, you know? Yoda.
Yeah. Yeah, look, I think, first off, shout out to A.J. Brown. I would like to know, like, did A.J. Brown actually go back and listen to what D-May said? Or did somebody, like, give him basically, their rough draft version of what D-May said? I'd like to know, like, what the answer to that is. But I thought it was good on A.J. Brown to address that with D-May. And as you said, it's probably something that just goes away now for most people at this point. I guess you could still have your A.J. Brown despises Ryan Tannehill truthers out there, but I don't think we're going to have too many of those.
Not too many, but possibly some, and possibly some very loud ones who have platforms. I don't know. I'm just speculating. I could be wrong.
Could be. I mean, we heard from him this segment. Viking Matt said, wow, was that a Jared bomb? It's coming from Viking Matt on the text line.
Yeah, sorry about that, guys. You know, it's Monday, and as soon as I hit it, I had to, like, edit it for the commercial, you know, just doing all the editing back here, and all I heard was, hey, and then I was like, oh, crap.
What did he say there? Like, eh.
I don't know. Maybe he's talking about
that exact noise.
Jared here.
Which one's a better voice for you, Coach K or Jared?
Yeah, both of them need work. There's probably some like middle ground where they're both the same thing.
No, they sound the same when you do it.
Tannehill sucks. Christian told me, and Grayson told me, and JJ told me.
They are pretty similar.
It doesn't work. I mean, they kind of have some common ground.
Yeah. We'll continue to take your thoughts on our text line. Go ahead.
What does Coach K think about this whole thing with AJ Brown?
He wants you to be quiet. Be quiet. Mr. Rexro, be quiet.
Yeah, there you go.
We'll continue to take your thoughts on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. Your bracket not looking so well? Don't fret. We've got one final chance for you to win with our four-team game bracket challenge. Go to thegamenashville.com/bracket challenge now to play for a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Shinedown coming up at Bridgestone Arena on May the 4th. The Game Bracket Challenge brought to you by Coach's Corner Sports Grill in Spring Hill, Days Delta 8, and Wager. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game, brought to you by Little Guys Movers. Here's your chance to be your own boss. Join their team with 30-plus years of profits and good times. Visit littleguysfranchise.com. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Michelle Knezovic, intern Nick here with you on this Monday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. Got the Rex Rant coming up at 7:45. Joe Rex Road's Rant of the Week. And as always, taking your thoughts on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. Joe, Deshaun Watson introduced on Friday as the quarterback of the Cleveland Browns. He had his initial press conference as a member of the Browns in the building, and several things that were very interesting that came out of that press conference, including, you know, basically saying he was innocent, surprised by the allegations, and that he does not intend to settle on any of these civil cases that are still out there as well. Quote, the things that are off the field right now that came up caught me by surprise because I never did anything that these people are alleging, was a quote from Watson in his press conference on Friday as well. Also talked about the allegations, saying, quote, I know these allegations are very, very serious, but I've never assaulted any women. I never disrespected any women, the quote from Deshaun Watson on Friday with Cleveland. Now, that was obviously the main focus of the press conference on Friday as well. One of the things that I found that he said where I was just like, yeah, okay. He talked about the five-year, $230 million fully guaranteed contract and how the contract was not an influential factor of him going to Cleveland. Like, that was not the deciding factor of him to go into Cleveland, where I was just like, oh, really? So apparently Cleveland was out, and then all of a sudden you get a fully guaranteed contract, and that wasn't a factor of you going to the Browns? Okay, buddy. Interesting stuff from Deshaun Watson on Friday.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, and I have no regrets is also another. I mean, it wasn't a very good press conference. I don't know if I guess I expected it to be a very good press conference, but the fact that they actually offered counseling to him and he rejected it, I think, is a mistake. I mean, this could be its own rant, this Deshaun Watson thing. What's going to happen is that he's going to be very good, and then we'll get into the. And it'll just be the constant, you know, Deshaun Watson and Browns fans will become the big defenders of Deshaun Watson, and it'll be an unbearable conversation. I have a Browns fan, Uncle Connor, good Browns fan. He's brother-in-law who lives here. Talk with him this weekend, and he's like, yeah, I'm just really conflicted. You know, it's like I'm excited about having him as a quarterback, but also it's like, man, it just feels wrong. Browns fans will eventually get over that. But this whole thing, you know, there's two things here. The grand jury did not find enough for charges, which is fine. So, I mean, that is significant. That is noteworthy.
Sure.
I'm very comfortable saying he is a creepy dude. And so that's how I'm going to think of him from now. He's a creepy dude. Not only did he have 22 active civil suits, so 22 different women who came forward accusing him of, and again, sexual assault is a totally different thing. There's a lot of gross stuff that's not necessarily sexual assault, but there were 40 different massage therapists, or around 40, that he contacted. That is creepy dude behavior. I don't care what a grand jury says. That is creepy as hell. So that's what he is. I mean, that's how I'm going to think of him moving forward. He can throw all the touchdown passes in the world. He's not going to ever be, you know, perceived as what he was before, and he shouldn't be.
Well, and they brought up in the press conference on Friday the different, like, why are you going to see 40 different massage therapists? And he's like, you know, it's not over the course of a short period of time. He basically was talking about how that's over a five-year span, but still.
Okay.
And somebody brought that down, or like broke that down. So, like, you're going to see a different massage therapist, like, every 7 weeks was the math. Like, eventually you find one that you're like, all right, this is who I'm working with.
Just not quite hitting those core muscles. Quite, you know what? I think I'm going to try someone. Yeah, Stacey Dales, who, of course, is an ESPN broadcaster, you know, former great basketball player, talked about this. And, like, you know, I had one in my entire career, because it's actually a really important thing, being a pro athlete.
Sure.
You have to find someone who's really exactly right sport. For you. Yeah. Sorry. Yep, I just muted.
1-1 mute.
Yeah. She's a basketball player. I mean, this is in football. I mean, it's important. Now, I'm not saying that everyone has one for their entire career, but that's predatory behavior, to be getting a new massage therapist every few weeks. I mean, again, 22 different women, and they're on, a lot of details are out there for people to read on the internet. So, yes, the absence of charges is significant. It's why he was just introduced as a quarterback of the Cleveland Browns. It means something. And so anybody who wants to say innocent until proven guilty, that's fine. But look at the whole situation and tell me that everything's okay here. No regrets. I'm fine. I don't need counseling, blah, blah, blah. I just think it was a bad tone. And, of course, the Browns then, for their part, the extensive investigation too. You know, I mean, the NFL talked to 10 of these women. So that was something you could have done. Apparently the Browns didn't, but they extensively investigated the situation.
What did you think? A lot of reaction in the immediate aftermath of the press conference about Jimmy and Dee Haslam not being there and taking questions for it. Now, they
also
did
weak.
Have a Zoom call, I think, later that same day. So I don't know if that was a planned Zoom call to start with, or if that was a, oh, crap, I guess we better get in front of the media and answer questions Zoom call. But they did a little bit later that day.
Yep. Should have been at the presser.
Yeah.
Should have been at the presser. Yeah, and I don't know that either. That may be reported out there. I haven't seen it. Whether that was just like, oh my gosh, we better do this, or they were all along just didn't want to be in person at the presser, yeah. Which is weak. Either way is weak. So, again, it's, you know, it's as we move forward. I'm not saying that like every time Deshaun Watson plays in a game or on the highlights, and Deshaun Watson, who, you know, blah, 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 massage therapist. I'm not saying that. But, like, you're not, you know, to me, this totally changes how I view the guy. I'm sorry.
Well, and now what's going to happen with him on the field? Like, there's still a chance he could be suspended from this. And I know that no charges have been brought up from the grand jury, but that's separate of the NFL investigation of this as well. And there's still a chance that charges could, or excuse me, that a suspension could be coming for Deshaun Watson. Now, are the suspensions going to come? I don't know. How long is it going to be? I don't know. Does it have to happen immediately? Like, they were talking, you know, over the weekend, I heard a few people talking about they could come down in 2023 and suspend this guy. Like, there's no, like, set period of time that it necessarily has to be done in at this point.
That would just be so stupid.
I don't know why you wait that long, but I guess there is not really a timetable if you're the NFL.
No, but they should be highly motivated to knock it out, get it done, figure it out, and then move forward. I mean, if you want to perpetuate a storyline, then do that. Then sit around and twiddle your thumbs. I mean, you've had a long time here to look at this situation.
Yeah. I mean, you would think that the information gathering, the NFL is pretty good at gathering information. They got a lot of people. So you would think that there would be a decision coming soon. And look, maybe he doesn't get suspended. I don't know. Like, I don't know. I think there's a chance that he just rolls right along and there's no suspension. But if I'm Cleveland, I'd probably want to know the answer to that pretty soon, too. Like, is he going to play this year? Is he going to play, going to miss 8 games this year? Like, what's going on with this guy?
I mean, it seems kind of clear from some of the reporting that have just suggested it. But to me, it kind of sounds like someone in the league let it slip a little bit that 6 games is the most likely outcome. And that's probably about right.
It is, but in like 6 games is a significant number if you're the Browns this
sure,
year.
Sure. You're signing up for long term. That's the face of the franchise now. Yeah. So, years to come. I mean, people make mistakes, and they should be allowed to absolutely atone for that and move forward. I think Deshaun Watson could have done much better atoning when he had this opportunity.
I was kind of surprised that he said as much as he did. I thought there would be a whole lot of, yeah, like I'm not really getting into those
just hide behind
right now. Like,
I can't talk about this
stuff. I was surprised he was as, I guess, open is the right word, as he was about this conversation. I did not expect that on Friday.
Well, this also gets into the truth will come out type stuff, which is what you kind of heard.
Yeah.
And then, okay, so what is that? A lot of times then it's like, and then we're never going to talk about it again.
Right.
Okay. Well, if the truth will come out, then give the whole truth.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but I agree with you that I could have totally seen a hiding behind the, you know, can't talk about this stuff right now. He did.
I fully expect
give
that.
Some answers.
He did
give answers.
He did. Coming up next, it is time for the Rex Rant. Joe Rexroad's Rant of the Week. We'll take your thoughts on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 1025, The Game.
The time is now for the Rex Rant.
Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
On Robbie and Rex Road, here on ESPN 1025, The Game, and the Game Nashville app.
You might want to sing it note for note, don't worry.
And it is that time of the week, time for the Rex Rant, here on Robbie and Rex Road. Joe Rex Road's Rant of the Week. This peaceful tone, setting it up here. What a song.
It's beautiful, beautiful jam.
Don't worry, be happy, Joe.
Yep, yep. Good old Bobby McFerrin.
Joe Rexroad, your rant of the week.
All right, well, I'm going to go back to the A.J. Brown thing, and I guess this is me taking it to some of Titans' Twitter. So this is, you know, when A.J. Brown came out the other day and directed a very respectful tweet toward Mr. Mason, Derek Mason.
He did.
So I did not see any of the tweet or the aftermath until way after the fact with the Tannehill tweet. But basically, if I could sum up a lot of the reaction to it, like, yeah, AJ, you tell him, you get him. Like, you know, like, get after D-Mace, right? And I imagine a lot of the reaction to the Mariota tweet was, yeah, you tell Tannehill. I'm trying to do, like, dumb Twitter voice. And that my question is, like, are any of those people, like, the same people?
Oh, I'm sure.
Because it's, like, totally different, conflicting ideas.
Oh, yeah.
You know? But I think probably there are some of the same people.
Yeah.
Like, if you really went through there, you'd probably find some of the same people screaming, like, yes! Because basically, like, there are some people on Twitter, I think they just want to, like, yell and agree with someone that they idolize or they really like, one of their players. Especially if it involves like shaming someone else, as long as someone can be on the, you know, on the other end of some shaming and some insulting, then they're all in on it. You know, it's like, yeah, you tell them. Wait a minute, but this is the opposite of what you were excited about the other day. So here's a tweet I got. I had some response to this. This is a tweet I got from a Titans fan named Slappy White. And I'm not even going to go into like his at blah, 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 3754 32, whatever.
All right.
So this is, quote, what this tweet and it being deleted shows is that there is plenty of anger with Tannehill. Derek Mason and Darren McFarlane tapped into it on their show. Despite Titans friendly local media trying to kill it, it's great to see a portion of the fan base is not happy.
End there you quote. Go.
So again, this is all. So this is all actually what your fantasy is, which is that he is trying to like send a little message that he can't stand Ryan Tannehill, and the Titans-friendly local media is trying to kill it. This is an example of Twitter. And frankly, I'm sorry. Like, I mean, Vol Twitter is that's the gold standard in this state, and maybe even on the internet at large. Like, Vol Twitter kind of stand, but Titans Twitter. You're looking kind of dumb lately, so get your crap together.
Well, there's some crossover there, too. Like, there's some are Vol and Titans Twitter.
Yes.
Which, look, largely I enjoy Vol Twitter.
I do. It's fantastic.
A little
scary.
There
are some where I'm just like, oh, boy.
A little scary. Don't tell me BBN Twitter isn't a little scary.
Oh, yeah.
It's a lot of scary.
Is that what they call it? What do they call it? What do you call BBN Twitter?
I'm not really sure because I try to stay away from
Twitter.
It.
Cats Twitter?
Yeah.
Cala Cats Twitter? I don't know.
You try to stay away from it?
Yes.
Cal's cronies?
Yeah.
Cal's corner?
Yeah, maybe so.
They want to fire him one day and then he's God the next.
Right.
There's that.
Is he? Yeah. Well, there's a good example. Is do people still want him fired?
No, I think since St. Peter's actually got to the Elite Eight, people are like, okay. But then people are like,
he's forgiven for that. Well, really.
But now people are like, it should be Kentucky. And I'm like, no, because they got outplayed and they got outcoached. So, no, Kentucky should not be in the lead up. They're like, we beat Kansas and UNC. I'm like, well, okay.
It's true.
I like 25 each, both games.
Yeah, what if Kansas and UNC meet in the title game? Kentucky knows that their team absolutely destroyed them. That'll go well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I know it's kind of, you know. I mean, you can go around and you can do this every single day and get mad at the stupidity of Twitter, but like this was a nice example of that to me. Like you're screaming like in support of totally different ideas because as long as someone can be insulted and blamed for something, then that's worthwhile.
Well, this goes to a larger discussion of stay off Twitter, which I do to varying degrees of success. Haven't been great as late. I've been on Twitter way too much lately, man. Yeah, too much stuff going on.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I
tried to get off last night, and then Will Smith went out and slapped the crap out of Chris Rock, and I couldn't get off after then either.
Yeah. I mean, I woke up today, and Twitter immediately caught me up on that. So Twitter's great. It's a great news feed. It's really like – that's why I tell people if they're debating getting on it or like if you compare it to other social medias, like you can actually set up a news feed so you can be informed about things versus I don't know what TikTok does for you.
A bunch of dumb videos. No. So many great Amazon finds, so many great recipes.
Oh, boy.
Listen, so many great things to buy.
Oh, good.
So many great dances to learn.
Yeah, like I can't get there. So if you had to choose between the two.
Well, here's my thing. What? TikTok is my guilty pleasure where I can just zone out and go into a black hole and watching videos
like
and
you're
laugh.
Totally like Brennan.
But Twitter is work. Like I just use that basically for work. I don't use it as fun. Like it is fun, right? But mostly work. But Twitter or TikTok, you guys already know that little girl Abby. If I'm ever in a bad mood, I will watch her videos and just laugh my butt off.
But anything like that that's really good, doesn't it end up getting brought to Twitter anyway?
No.
I think Nick is nodding behind you.
It's on there.
I've seen some things that have originated, but if it's really good, then it gets brought to other social
but
media.
But you'll see it on your Twitter because, like, the algorithm, because the world just knows all what we like. You know what I mean? Like, if you see a TikTok video and you like it, then you'll probably see it on Twitter.
Okay.
Well, we're now way over Rex Road.
Yeah, I know. And that's all like a scary reality, too, of all of this, too, is that we're all being watched.
There is that.
Yeah. So, I don't know. It's worthwhile. I mean, muting people has been the only. I mean, I probably
top
would
three
be
invention
off
of all
Twitter.
Time.
Yeah, I'd probably be off by now, or at least I'd just have like a unnamed like a lurking account just to read stuff. But I would not have an account if not for muting.
There's probably at least 25 to 30 Predators fans that scream at me into a void, and they don't even know it. It's amazing.
Yeah. I mean, look,
like you gotta really upset me to make me mute you. But it's once you do it, like I just forget about them, and they're sitting there yelling.
Honestly, like I've kind of gone to just the fast mute. Like, you know what? You got one dumbass thing like that. Nah, I'm just gonna
I don't need to hear anymore.
I'm gonna believe that that's just you. You just represented yourself. Boom, you're out, and it's great. You have no idea. Again, it would be like, you know, like if you ever had this thing where you could like, okay, quick. Like, unmute the muted. It'd be like, you know, like doing the black light in the hotel room on the wall. Like, oh, what is all that stuff, you know? Like in the office, you guys.
I would like to do like a research project of like, and I understand that, you know, information changes and on the field play changes things. So I recognize that. I would like to do like a deep dive of Titans Twitter and go through like how many Titans fans were just yelling at people for not having like Ryan Tannehill as a top five quarterback starting last year, and now how many people are just like, "Oh my gosh, how is Tannehill still here?"
Right. Yeah.
Wild.
That's a good point. Yeah. That's a good point. And you know, Vol Twitter. I do love Vol Twitter. It is incredibly entertaining.
It is.
And also when it gets the momentum going on something to help someone out, amazing. You know, the Zakai Ziegler's family, boom. It's like, oh, well, we can just shut this down now because it's already like we've gone way over the goal. But, yeah, there's some.
Or to get recruits.
There's been, well, right. Then there's the whole, like, talking
17-year-olds.
To recruits.
Yes.
There's been some unfortunate muting that's had to happen around Vol Twitter, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
it's been a while since we've had our buddy Big Orange Mac on. We need to get updated.
We do need to get Big Orange Mac on. Big Orange Mac would never be muted.
No.
Although
every now and then,
if you do follow Big Orange Mac, you might just make sure, you know, keep it adults watching Big Orange Mac's Twitter account only. Don't let your kids watch Big Orange Mac's Twitter account.
It's rated R.
I'd say it's rated PG-13, but like right on. No, you think it's R?
Oh, Joe,
some of them. Yeah.
PG-13?
I guess I've missed some of his better tweets then.
You have.
I see stuff that I don't see R-rated stuff. Really?
Okay, maybe not R, but definitely older than like 16.
So PG-16?
13? Yeah, PG. Yeah, 16.
Okay, all right. Well, I guess I'll have to do a deep dive on Big Orange Mac's Twitter account now.
Let's go to our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHunted.com. Nate says, so did Rex Road actually unfollow Jared? Based on his muting criteria, he muted Jared as soon as he met him. This comes from Nate on the text line.
No, Jared is muted and unfollowed.
There
it's
you go.
Been fantastic. See, this is what Twitter does. Twitter, and I'm guilty of it. I think we all are at times. You have to be really, I think, careful and good on Twitter to not. It really does reduce you. Sometimes too. I mean, this even happens if you get into like a text argument with someone. You know how like tone is like it can get out of control, right? Yeah. Because like you don't Like, it's just like the words. And so sometimes those, that's just a bad way to go about things, right? Having a text argument. And I think the same thing with Twitter. It can really, it can make you look like an idiot.
Yes.
So, like, if your Twitter account is the all-time leader in the history of Twitter in fill-in name sucks, then at some point, it's just, there's not much value in it.
We think Chris Rock has unfollowed Will Smith on social media platforms today.
They're trending.
That's a good question. There's a lot. I'm seeing a lot of like different arguments about this whole thing. I think people are overthinking this one a little bit.
Yeah. Well, arguments to what?
Like this is a societal comment or a Hollywood? I don't know. There's the whole point of like, how could he not have been arrested? It was assault.
Just walk up and smack somebody in the face.
It was assault.
He still got his Oscar 20 minutes later.
Right.
That may have been the most incredible part was, hey, 25 minutes after you slap somebody, you got to go get a speech, win best actor.
I think this is one of those things that everyone should not take too seriously.
I would agree.
And yet here we go.
Here we
Twitter.
Are.
Twitter's right. It's just heating up right now.
Coming up next, we'll be joined by Corey Curtis from News 2. We'll get his thoughts on the Titans and all things Middle Tennessee sports. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.